Dr. with Ord Kittry, a senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, and importantly, professor of law at Arizona State University's Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law. He's helping me understand that there is law on the books or about to be on the books that is useful. The polite term is leverage. Threat would be a less than polite word towards bad actors, Qatar in the Gulf. It's a fantasy world, mostly desert. And then there's this very large city built out of nowhere at the edge of the water. And then somewhere inside, which I did not visit, but many have, is the largest air base outside of the United States. What can be done about that air base, Ord?
So the U.S. does indeed have an air base, the Al Udeid air base in Qatar. U.S. government reportedly considered alternatives to Al Udeid in 2017 amidst tensions between Qatar and its neighbors. Al Udeid is reportedly less valuable to the U.S. now than it was prior to the American departure from Afghanistan. The U.S. government, Qatar, has leverage over the U.S. in part of because of this airbase, but there are other places in the Middle East where the airbase could go, potentially in the UAE or Saudi Arabia. And so if the U.S. wants to send a message to Qatar, use leverage over Qatar to get them to crack down on Hamas, and such a crackdown would save so much bloodshed in the Middle East, the U.S. can announce, or Congress could legislatively mandate planning for a withdrawal from the Al Udeid airbase.
And then there's the airbase in Turkey, which is a NATO airbase, I understand. There's Turkey side, there's NATO side, there's supposed to be nuclear weapons side, but I don't know if that's true or not. Moving the airbase from Turkey would require a lot of NATO conversation. Is that credible, Ord?
Well, several commentators have suggested that the U.S. withdraw or threaten to withdraw its forces from the Incirlik airbase in Turkey. Turkish governments, including the Erdogan administration, have long attempted to use the U.S. presence at Incirlik as leverage over U.S. policy. Once the airbase is gone from Turkey, Turkey would have less leverage. There's a lot of dissatisfaction in NATO with Turkey for various reasons, including its efforts to hold up the joining to NATO of new countries, including Finland. The U.S. Can certainly threaten to move its airbase out of Turkey. The U.S. could also consider publicly announcing that it'll assess whether Turkey should be expelled from NATO. I think Turkey has really become more trouble than it's worth in many ways. Several members of Congress and even Mark Esper, while serving as U.S. Defense Secretary, have threatened such expulsion in prior circumstances. The NATO treaty does not explicitly include a suspension or expulsion mechanism, but at least one leading expert I know well, Oral Sari, has suggested that a member could be expelled if they were found to be in material breach of the treaty. And I think there's Oral lays out strong arguments for Turkey being in material breach and thus expellable.
And the last, we have a minute, Ord, seems most straightforward. I did not know that Qatar is a major non-NATO ally. The president can change that with a signature of his pen. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed. President Biden himself designated Qatar as a major non-NATO ally of the U.S. in March 2022. The U.S. law creating this category provides the president with full discretion.
Right.
To both designate a country as a major non-NATO ally and terminate such a designation.
As we speak, he could do this with a signature of a pen. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Ord Kittry, very helpful. Makes me smile, Ord. It's so straightforward. Professor of Law at Arizona State University, Sandra Day O'Connor Law School. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.